Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 72 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts.
Tony.
And I am Lou. How's it going, Tony?
I am well.
I am glad to hear it. Would you like to sing the song you've been singing all afternoon?
No. I was singing the Pizza Pizzazz song.
And how does that go again?
I'm not going to sing it.
Why?
Because.
Come on. I think people want to hear you sing the Pizza Pizzazz song.
I know they do, but they're not going to hear it for free.
Wow. Well, thank God there's iTunes. So anyway, don't forget that you can always visit us on Facebook, leave us comments. Did anyone leave us comments last week?
We have no comments.
We have no comments.
And we have no new reviews, and we have no new listeners.
Did you say nude reviews?
We don't have those either. We'll take any reviews at this point.
Nude, clothed.
Which means that with our contest ending this week, we have no winners, which is fine with me.
I told you to make it less complicated.
It wasn't that complicated.
It was so complicated that you couldn't even explain it.
It was so complicated. Ugh.
You said I had to explain it again because you couldn't wrap your head around it.
I know, but the prize was a brand new video game and
Blu-ray.
Right,
but you can't expect people make five other people out of their control do something like that. That's time consuming. You know, we appreciate all of you who listen to us.
We do.
So, I don't want you to think that Tony's complaining, even though he is.
I'm completely complaining.
I'm just going to try to smooth things over between us and you, our faithful listeners. Because I appreciate you. I don't know about the guy sitting across the table from me.
I appreciate it. It was hard for me to say.
Wow, that's terrible.
I appreciate you. I do.
He's got one tear coming down his face like the Native American guy from the pollution commercials. Some of you are way too young to remember those commercials.
Yeah.
Probably many of you, as a matter of fact. Okay. What are we doing next, since we got no comments?
Because we're moving on to video games.
Sure, why not? I mean, nothing else you want to say?
No one's even listening. I mean, who am I doing this for?
All right, anyway.
I'm sorry, I've had a bad week.
Take it out on your listeners, why don't you?
Our outline is a little short today because in the middle of doing our outline, my computer crashed and Lou had to fix it for me. Thank you, Lou.
You are quite welcome.
And I am just about to go on vacation, not soon enough.
You know, if you're in the Chicago area and you need computer repair help, let me know.
I guess that's our sponsor for today.
I offer excellent rates, and I actually know what I'm doing. Yeah. I
haven't gotten the bill yet, so we'll see what excellent rates really are.
I went to a client's residence last week, mm-hmm. who had Comcast on the phone for over an hour, had Cisco on the phone, tech support, and had the Geek Squad come over. None of them could solve their issues, connecting a bunch of Macs and PCs over the same network, all printing wirelessly, uh-huh. syncing to Blackberries and stuff like that. I went in there, fixed them all up. They're all good now.
Wow.
So there you go.
You're your own Geek Squad.
I am my own Geek Squad. You know, Nerd Herd. I think I'm going to go with Nerd Herd.
Okay.
Yeah. In observation of Chuck, the return of Chuck tonight, as a matter of fact.
Is it?
Yeah, the new season. Wow. A lot of new TV.
A lot of new TV.
We'll get into
that during TV.
We're going to be talking about some of that coming up shortly. But first, let's talk about video games.
I've been playing a couple games that I have talked about before, and I just want to talk about a little more. Mod Nation Racer has been spending a lot of time with, really enjoying. I have an issue, though. The PS3 controller is not conducive to racing games.
Why so?
It's too small.
Yeah, I don't like those controllers in general. You know, I have to say that's one of the reasons I'm kind of loath to even thinking about getting one.
Yeah. I need to look in to see if they make PS3 controllers that are more like Xbox controllers.
Yeah, don't you think somebody like Mad Catz probably
makes
them?
I'm sure there's one. Yeah. But it's just because you're constantly like, it's the steering that I have an issue with the thumb stick.
I'm a little overwhelmed right now by the wiggliness of your thumbs.
Right, well, I'm showing you.
And you're pointing them at me.
But also because the controller's kind of small and not more like, you know.
It's small and it's a little bit harsher of a thing to hold.
Yes. It's not as rounded and smooth.
Right.
It just becomes uncomfortable when you're playing for a long time.
Because I would imagine the stick parts that come out at an angle sort of dig into your hands in ways that are unpleasant.
So when you always have the accelerator down and you're moving the stick and you're holding it, it just, I feel like
irritates.
I feel like I'm getting arthritis.
Yeah. You might be, though.
I mean, I'm old too. There's that.
Very, very humid.
But I would much prefer to play this on the PS or on the Xbox, I think. But it's only available on the PS3.
Okay. So,
but a lot of fun. I'm having so much fun with this game, and
despite the physical pain,
I don't really play a lot online against strangers, and but it's fun.
Yeah,
it is.
Is it the kind of thing where you can just like pick up a? Cool.
But you get like experience points, and you get ranked and all that.
But it's not like a big lengthy, create a match, find a person to race
against. It
doesn't
take long. Usually, you're usually in a match within like a minute.
That's cool.
Yeah. I've also been playing a lot more of Limbo. I talked about Limbo a few episodes ago. This is the Xbox Live platformer. It's all black and white. It has a very like cool atmosphere to it. And it's just side-scrolling platformer. I mean, it looks very simplistic at first. And it's all silhouettes. Like, there's really no detail. It's just like black, white, and grays. And so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, just the little, like, contraptions and stuff, the puzzles you have to do. I have to say, I mean, there was one time I had to go online to find out what to do. But, I mean, most of them are, like, you know, they're not so easy to hit you over the head. But, like, you know, if you really play around, you can figure out what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But I never would have figured out the thing I looked online. But it's so cool. It's done so well.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how much it was. It was probably like $10, but worth it.
Yeah.
And what's cool is the achievements, you know, the Xbox Live achievements, they're not like, you know, you get an achievement for passing level one, or you get an achievement for passing. It's all, you got to find the achievements. They're all
that's cool.
Easter eggs. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So that's fun. And it's totally replayable. I mean, even though you know, the second time you'll know what you have to do.
Yeah.
Just the atmosphere is so fun. If you play this game, play it in the dark.
Okay.
Play it in the dark.
What is it available on? What platforms?
Xbox Live.
Okay. You know, I think it's really been a long time since I played a game where there were a lot of what I've found to be very cool, you know, secrets, things to find that, you know, I'm thinking back to like the Super Mario games and how there were so many things hidden in those games. And it's really been a long time since I played a game that had good stuff like that in it.
Right. Yeah, this is the kind where you're like, you go into an area and you're like, you almost feel like, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to do this.
Right.
And that's where you find it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's probably one of my bigger issues with MMOs is that because the world needs to be consistent for anyone playing it, I feel that you miss out on that kind of excitement and intrigue that you get in games that do that well, because there's never really anything that you can actually discover.
Right.
It's the first time you find something, but a million people have already been there before you. So I think it would be really cool if in the future MMO developers would try to figure out a way to incorporate stuff like that in a way that doesn't make the game really great for some people and really terrible for others. But, well, that sounds pretty cool. Now, are you still playing the Tomb Raider game, speaking of secret things?
Yes, I got a little further than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it comes out pretty soon for the PC. Maybe in the next week or so.
All three of those are very, like, I guess right now. I mean, I've been playing a lot recently, but they're just very casual. They're not like, you know, for example, Red Dead Redemption, I really want to go back, and I'm going to start over from the beginning. I mean, that's the kind of game, like, you just want to submerse yourself in.
Yeah.
And recently, there's just so much going on. I don't have the attention span for that.
Right.
So all three of those games, the Tomb Raider, Limbo, and Mod Nation Racers, they're fun. I could just go in, play a half hour, and, you know, walk away from it and go back to it and not, you know.
Yeah.
Not feel like I have to pick something up.
That's cool.
So
I like those games.
You're playing more Cataclysm?
Yeah, a little bit more. I haven't played too much lately. I've also been really busy. But yeah, I played more. I've been spending a lot of time in Desolus, which has been in the original game, is a very big, arid, wide open space that is, for all intents and purposes, kind of empty. I mean, there's not really much going on there. Sort of arid wasteland type of place. But in Cataclysm, there's a big jungle in the middle of the space now, and there's a lot of other cool stuff. I know I said this before, but I just want to reiterate that they've done a really good job of mixing up not only the environments within each zone, but also the types of quests that you do. There's a lot more variety in what you have to do in the quests now compared with the original game. And it really is cool because it makes it so much more interesting.
So it's not just search and gather or like go kill
a certain amount of these. Yeah, I mean, there's all that kind of stuff, of course. And there are a few escort quests, which are usually my least favorite because you always end up getting killed while you're escorting them and you have to start over.
Right.
But there are all sorts of other things. There are a lot of quests where you have to ride on some type of creature or vehicle as part of the quest, and that's kind of fun. And I really... When I first started playing the game originally, about a year ago now, I would get a little bit bored within a zone because you end up being in that zone for a long time if you try to get every quest that's in there. And they do a pretty good job of leading you from one quest to another quest area, and so it's easy to find those quests. But if they're all kind of similar, you get kind of bored, and then you just kind of want to get to the next thing. And so I think this does a much better job of keeping you from getting bored and still being able to do all the quests in an area.
Is this available openly yet, or are you still beta testing?
It's still beta, but I think it's sort of open beta. I don't really know. I don't know if anyone can do it or if you still have to get an invitation after you. What's kind of cool about the way Blizzard does things is your Blizzard account works for any game that they make. Mm-hmm. So, and it works for all their forums and everything. So you only have one login that gets you into everything they do. So when you log into your account online, it'll show you what games are attached to your account. And there's also a separate beta section that you can go to, and you can tell them which games of theirs that they make you would like to be asked to join in on the beta for.
Oh, cool.
So it's not a guarantee that you're going to get asked to join in, but at least they know, and you're on the list. So go ahead and check that out if you think you might want to play. When I play it, I have fun with it. It's really interesting. It's a little bit different of an experience because there aren't as many people on the beta server, obviously, as there would be on a normal server. And so it feels a little lonelier, I guess, because, you know, I'm not part of a guild. You don't see the same people talking all the time in chat and that sort of thing. But I think it's going to be really great when it launches.
Do we know a date on that yet?
No. When it's done, I believe, is
sure,
the date.
Look it up.
You can look it up, but I don't think they've sent one yet.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Then I won't bother.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother.
One's listening anyway, yeah. So it doesn't matter. You ready for miscellaneous?
Sure.
Mafia 2 recently earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records for the highest number of F-bombs in a video game. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes.
Screenshots are already surfacing of custom levels being created by beta testers of Little Big Planet 2, and some are phenomenal, including a 3D tribute to the original Pac-Man. That is very cool. I'll show you that when we're on.
Oh, that
break.
Sounds cool.
It's really cool. Because the thing they're doing, it's a platformer, Little Big Planet, but they kind of made it, they opened like the creation part of it a little more to where you can make, it's still the same form it is, but you can make it more of a shooter.
Okay.
You can make it more of a, like, you know, different kinds of games. So now it opens up to a lot more choices that you have to do in movements and things and goals. And
sounds cool.
Yeah,
still PS3 only?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll always be PS3 only.
Oh, look at you. Mr. Snooty Pants.
Nintendo has disclosed that games featuring our favorite plumber Mario, and there have been almost 200 of them. Can you believe that?
No.
I can't either. That's what it's
maybe they're including
article.
All those little handheld games that they did back
I'm
in the
sure.
80s.
Yeah.
You know?
They have sold over 240 million units.
Wow.
That's a lot.
But
to be honest, I thought it would have been more.
There is a well-deserved congratulations.
That seems sarcastic.
Why am I the only one clapping?
I don't know.
You know, and I miss those kind of games. I would gladly play another 2D Mario game if it was as fun as the original Super Mario Brothers and that sort of thing.
They might be. I mean, they come out with them all the time.
I remember playing...
I wouldn't shell down money for a Wii to play it.
Yeah, and I don't like those controllers at all.
No.
I just can't stand them.
You don't ever use your Wii, do you?
No. Those controllers are terrible. Yeah. They're so... Have you ever tried to play that thing?
No.
It's impossible.
Speaking of, you know, now is when all those, you know, the Xbox and PlayStation versions of those. Actually, PlayStation Move came out last week, I want to say.
Okay.
I've heard really nothing on it. I've read the reviews of some of the games and just seems kind of childish.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be like anything else technology-driven that there needs to be a killer app that takes advantage of it that really makes you want to buy
it. Not yet. I mean, now there's like, you know, tennis.
I just don't get how they're going to get past what I have dubbed the coffee table problem, which is that you're usually on a couch playing a game or
well,
on a chair.
Well, the PlayStation uses like
a controller like the
Wiimote. Yeah.
Right, but I'm
it's
talking about
Kinect,
for the Kinect.
Right.
How are they going to see your feet? You know, are you going to get rendered on screen as a footless guy because there's a coffee table in the way? How does that work?
You're going to have to move the coffee table.
But I don't want to do that if I'm playing games. Well, I don't like to rearrange my furniture to play a game. I'm not that kind of person.
So you don't play Twister then, do you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I put that in the middle of the room. That doesn't need a sensor.
Oh, you're not playing it right. I don't know what that means.
I think you spelled censor differently.
And finally, Stephen Wiebe recaptured the King of Kong title this week by beating Billy Mitchell's recent high score at Donkey Kong.
Excellent.
This is the third time this year that a new high score has been achieved.
Congratulations, Steve.
Wow, there's another one.
Woo-hoo. Why aren't you joining in?
It's just going to go back and forth.
But I don't know what that means. You mean between Steve and Billy?
Those, so yeah.
I still think we got to get Steve Wiebe on the show.
They need to duke it out.
Fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Well, I think we know who'd win that.
Steve Wiebe.
Yeah. He's like twice the other guy's size.
I
don't mean he's
shorter.
Like a big, huge guy or anything, but I mean, Billy Mitchell is like a toothpick
right.
with a beard.
Hiding behind his hair.
And hot sauce.
Right.
Right.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, doesn't he, right? He makes a hot sauce. He has a hot sauce company. Don't you remember that from the...
Vaguely.
They showed his hot sauce warehouse where he was, you know, very seriously checking inventory.
You know he never sets foot in there.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't even really like hot sauce.
And that's all we have for video games.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to take a quick break then, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV. Do you want to tell people what artificial crab meat is made out of?
Yes, but we weren't discussing this on the air.
I know, but we were talking about it off air.
It's made of pollock.
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 Interesting factoid of the day.
Yeah.
Pollock. I don't know what that is. Is that a type of fish?
I assume so.
Wouldn't it be funny if it's a type of crab?
It's Alaska pollock, also called walleye pollock, snow cod, or whiting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's abundant in the Bering Sea.
Well, sure. There you go. Yeah, you know we're recording a show here, right?
Bering Sea?
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
That's no. We've already spent too much time on this. But we
I know,
can,
that's
we
why
can,
I said go on with the show, I mean.
Right into Top Chef.
Oh, excellent, because we both have been watching. Well, no, you didn't actually see the finale, did you?
I did not, but we could talk about it.
Okay, so did you see the episode before that?
Yes. Right. So the last I saw, like the three left were, and excuse me if I forget
Ed,
the names.
Ed, Kevin.
And Angelo.
And Angelo.
Yeah.
Now, you also saw then that Ed majorly kicked booty butt.
Yeah.
In that episode.
And again, I will go back and say again.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
That Ed's food is the food I'd most like to eat.
Right. Every time you see him make something.
You want it.
Right. At least for my tastes. Look
me
pretty,
too.
Except for the seafood things, including imitation crab. Look like stuff
pollock.
I would want to eat. Right.
Pollock.
Pollock. Or surimi. So, much to my chagrin, Ed did not win.
Yeah.
Guess who won?
Angelo.
Kevin.
Really?
Kevin won Top
Chef. Never have guessed that.
In a million years. He was like the guy that didn't win and didn't get kicked off, but was just always kind of left over.
How did he win?
He just did a really good meal, that last meal. But don't you think they should have factored in the rest of the season?
Totally.
And then you know,
he was so negative too.
I know, and then there was all this drama because
he was kind of shady with his negativity. Very negative when he's doing like the one-on-one with the camera.
Yeah.
But not so much like
he's kind of a loudmouth to people directly. But you know,
I can't believe he won.
I know. But
this was the worst season ever of that show.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was going to say now. I was going to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, don't you think that they should have taken into account the whole season rather than just the one?
I really thought Angelo would have won.
And I thought Ed was going to win. I thought Ed was going to win no problem. Oh, I was going to say there was all this drama because Angelo got sick, supposedly, and couldn't work the first day of the two-day thing. And so his sous chef, which was Hung, is that the guy's name from the previous Top Chef winner?
Yeah.
Their sous chefs were all previous Top Chef winners.
Oh, who were the others?
Ilan and Michael Corleone from last season. What's his name? Michael Scarpelli. Michael Pacino. No, what was the guy, you know, the two brothers from last year? Who was the guy that won?
The brother.
Testarossa.
Yeah.
Testaverde.
Right.
Vitrolini. What the heck was the guy's last name?
I don't know.
You got a thing. Look it up.
Excuse me?
I was kind of gesturing at that thing for the last 2 minutes, but you just kept shaking your head going, I don't know.
I know.
Scalvolini? No, that's not it. I think they make kitchen cabinets or something.
Voltaggio.
I was close. So those were the three sous chefs, and so Angelo's was Hung, and...
Really?
What time is recess again? and so Hung did all the work the first day, and then Angelo all of a sudden was miraculously cured, even though the day before the doctor said that it would probably be like a week before he could do anything.
What was wrong with him?
I don't know. He had like a stomach flu or something. Crybaby. I think he faked it. I think he faked it just so that if he lost, he could say, well, you know, I had the stomach flu. It wasn't my fault. I should have won. I'm like Asian food
Why
guy.
Would you go all the way that far?
You saw how mad he was when Ed won the day before, the previous challenge. He was not happy. But anyway, I agree. It was kind of a boring season.
It was the worst season.
And we have not watched Just Desserts yet, so I don't know anything about that. But it doesn't look like, from the previews I've seen, it does not look like I'm going to enjoy it.
Why?
Because the people who are the contestants seem like irritating people to me.
Yeah, but that could make it more entertaining.
I don't know. I'm more entertained by sarcasm and humor than I am just completely irritating personalities. Yeah, that's why I don't like shows where there are no likable characters, because I don't want to be around those personality types.
What did you want to say about House Hunters International?
I was just wondering if there has been, we talked about this a little bit at lunch, I was just wondering if there's ever been anything article-wise that's been written about how that show is actually made. Because I kind of wondered, how many places do these people actually look at? How do they find the people who are buying homes? How do they find the real estate agents? All that kind of behind the scenes stuff.
Well, I do notice that, like, sometimes when they go back to the same place, they use the same real estate agent.
And some of them are very enjoyable to watch.
Right.
And some of them are very annoying to watch. There was one episode. Did you see the episode with the guy from Chicago, the single dad who had the little girl, and he was looking for a house, I want to say, in either Costa Rica or...
I want to say I've seen that, yeah. People.
And he was a building inspector. And so every time they went to a house, he would bring up all the problems with the construction. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
They just showed it again over the past weekend or something. That was a really funny episode. Because the guy from Chicago kept going, well, there's just one problem with this house, Will. There's only two bedrooms. What am I going to do about that? And it was like, that was the whole episode. Well, there's just one problem with this house, Will. There's already people living in it. I don't think I can actually buy this house. It's not for sale. Will, what am I going to do about that, Will? What am I going to live with you here in Honduras? I don't think so, Will.
That's really how he talked?
Yeah.
Because that's really the most annoying thing.
Yeah. That was kind of... I might be exaggerating slightly. What are you looking up over there?
And we got... They actually put out a thing where they're looking for... I found an article where they're looking for agents and buyers to participate in a new season.
Cool. Now, let me ask you another question about HGTV.
Yes.
What is that Urban Oasis thing they're doing? Can anyone just register for that to win? Do you know what that's all about?
I don't.
There are these commercials that they're running on HGTV for the next Urban Oasis giveaway. They're giving away a fully furnished condo in New York City.
I did see one that I think was related to that where Vern Yip did it. Who I'm not a fan of. I don't know
who that is.
He's one of the judges. I think he's the main judge on that, like, designer where they pick a designer from that channel.
Okay. I don't know. I've never seen that.
He's not nice.
But they're actually giving away. I mean, the condo looks spectacular.
Yeah, the place he did was in New York, actually. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I want to go and enter because it looks amazing. How cool would that be to win a condo in New York City?
Right. You know, you got to pay taxes on it.
Whatever. Still less than buying a place.
Yeah.
Plus, then you could just sell it if you don't want it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Still got to pay taxes.
Hey, if it's designed by Vern Yip, then you know maybe you gotta. You know, you got a few bucks for that bad boy. You know what I'm saying? A couple, two trees.
Before we talk about...
Hey, do you want I should do the rest of the show as this guy?
No, absolutely not.
Come on.
It'd be classic.
Come on. All right, let's talk more about TV shows.
I want to talk about True Blood without giving anything away on True Blood because you completely ruined. True Blood could have been so much fun for us to talk about, and you've ruined it.
It's not my
whole show.
It's not my fault. Talk to DirecTV. It's their fault.
You could have just started up with like the third episode.
But then I would have missed the first two.
Yeah, I would have explained what happened.
Okay. Whatever.
This was my favorite. It's done.
Okay.
Like the season finale was last week. My favorite season of True Blood.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say it's
third
not.
Or fourth?
Third.
Okay.
A lot of people disagree with me, but
really,
it was my favorite. I loved it.
You know, I was not crazy about last season. There was
no.
there was a lot of stuff about
now,
last
after
season
seeing
I liked.
This season,
but I just
hated last season.
I just
Marianne was the worst.
Well, she was, and I think that's a testament to Michelle Forbes because I'm sure she's a lovely person in real life, but most of the characters that I've seen her play have been just despicable people,
mm-hmm.
and so I kind of don't like her, even though. I know that it's not her that I don't like. It's
right.
The characters she plays. So, you know, props to you for making me hate you, Michelle. But I just didn't like that.
So do you think you'll ever get around to seeing it? How are you going to
see
this?
Yeah, when it comes out on DVD, we'll get it.
Okay. Worth it. I loved it. Every second of it.
Every second?
Just about, yeah.
Okay. Even though Sookie was in it?
Sookie was great, actually, this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk a little about the MTV VMAs.
Do you think she's more into it now because she's married to her co-star?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Sometimes some people would say that would make it worse because before they had that sexual tension going.
I know.
And now
I think
it's been
ruined, now
but.
She's going to go in a different direction. Just saying. So.
You mean her
character?
Okay. Well, did you tell?
I don't want to give anything.
Somebody
away.
Told me. Was it you that told me what she
yeah,
is?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to talk a little about the MTV VMAs.
Okay.
I don't know why I watched this. but I recorded it and just fast forward over it. Part of the reason was, first of all, I don't know a lot about like popular music nowadays, and so like some of these people that came on, I didn't know who they were, and like right. I didn't know the songs, and then something would win, and like, you know, it meant nothing to me because I don't know
Cher or Madonna. Who are these people? Prince. No,
those were the ones from 30 years ago.
Oh,
the ones we would know.
Oh,
but I have to say that little Justin Bieber kid came on.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about Justin Bieber other than, you know,
he's a little kid.
Yeah. And there's all this hype surrounding him and his hair's ridiculous.
Okay.
But I have to say, I happened to just catch his performance.
Yeah.
I mean, not at all anything I would listen to or want to see, but he is talented.
Okay.
Just want to say for the record.
All right. Is this leading up to some legal proceeding that I need to know about at some point?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
But I just want to say, I mean, the hype, you know, there is a little something behind it, but he's ridiculous.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a YouTube sensation, right?
Yeah, and as he gets older, he looks, I mean, just because they showed like a clip of him when he was younger, and now he's getting older and like, I don't know.
Goonier looking?
Filling in.
Okay.
This sounds so inappropriate. But he's really beginning to grow into his lesbian look.
Wow.
He does. He looks like a lesbian.
I consider myself a lesbian.
Well.
So there you go.
Oh, see, there you go.
Are you kidding?
No, I swear to God, it's a blog.
There you go.
Brendan
see,
says
I was not off at all then.
Brendan says there's a website called Lesbians That Look Like Justin Bieber.
Well, we got to look for that.
That's do we now? This is an audio-only podcast. I just wanted to remind you of that.
What? No one's listening. I can just do whatever I want.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to alienate the last two listeners we have.
Why don't you talk about Nikita?
I will talk about Nikita. We missed the pilot, so we didn't see that, but we caught the last episode last week.
Wait a minute. What? So wait, with Nikita, it was okay to not see
because
every episode?
Because I don't know anything about it and don't care. I don't want to miss something on a show that I already know that I like.
We're in the biggest fight right now.
Not really. Anywho, so we watched last week's episode, and it was kind of cheesy. You know, I'm sorry, Shane West is just not, I think, a good enough actor to pull off the kind of subtlety that I would like to see on this show. Plus, and I think Brendan will back me up on this one, the previous series, right, Brendan? You used to watch that, right?
Yeah.
And you enjoyed it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that show was so understated in its performances and dialogue that anything even normal is going to seem cheesy to me compared to that. I mean, there were some scenes in that show that had almost no dialogue. For, you know, minutes and minutes and minutes on end. It was all about the mood and the atmosphere and the environment and the sort of cool Euro vibe and the sexiness, right? And all that, and all this, a lot of stuff that was implied. And there was sort of a creepy quietness to the show, which made it a lot more intense. And this isn't like that. This is a much more typical, you know, studio produced television show. And I think, except for Shane West, I think the casting is all right. Xander Berkeley is the head of Division, and so he's sort of a, you know, the creepy bad guy at the top. And then Nikita is played by who?
Maggie Q,
that's right. And so what is cool about this series is that it starts at the point where Nikita has already decided she wants to bring down Division. So it's none of the backstory and all the stuff of her being one of the agents. She's broken away and is off the radar, off the reservation, whatever you want to call it. And she's got somebody on the inside trying to help her bring them down. And that is the girl who was the sort of, you know, object of my desire in that movie Kick-Ass, mm-hmm. for the kid who was the superhero.
Right.
And she's pretty good. And Xander Berkeley's good. And Maggie Q is good. You know, Shane West is just, he's a little too over the top for me. But it was kind of mindless action. You know, it was all right. I don't know if we'll keep watching it.
Right. That's not really a resounding review.
It's not.
I probably won't.
I can't give you one, unfortunately.
But since we've talked about the things we're going to talk about, let's talk about some of the new shows coming out.
Okay.
The Event starts tonight, which I'm really excited about.
Me too. Very much looking forward to that.
There's another one coming out that looks good to me, Lone Star. I don't know when that starts.
Right. Although, to me, that starts tonight as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, but that to me looks a little too much like Dallas or, you know, Falcon's Crest or something.
Oh, like a soap?
Well, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh. I just know he's a con man, and he's like living a double life.
And he's going to try to,
you know, I'm all about the lies and deception.
Right. He's trying to steal the fortune of one of the lives that he's a part of that family. Yeah. But to me, that sounds like a Dallas or.
Yeah.
Falcon's Crest. What was the other one?
I'll check it out.
What am I forgetting?
Dynasty.
Dynasty, thank you.
I do want to mention, though, that lesbians who look like Justin Bieber,
yeah,
there's all these pictures, and I'm flipping through it, and I'm really thinking that all these pictures are of Justin Bieber.
Really?
It's all
so?
Lesbians. And or, I'm sorry, as this one girl called herself, Bebians.
Bebians. Oh, yes. There you go. From the planet of Bebe.
Yes, but they all...
Where the t-shirts are incredibly
every
expensive.
Every single one of them could be Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Okay, now someone's gone too far.
Then you saw his, her face, and now you're a...
Belieber.
Whatever he just said. So, what about The Chase? The show Chase.
Oh, yeah. When is that on?
That's tonight as well. That starts tonight.
There's too much tonight.
I think even with Chuck, which we're getting back into, of course, yeah. I think we only have two shows that are on at the same time, you know, so I think we're okay. Yeah. But... Now, is that going to be like a Fugitive thing where it's the whole entire series
like a chase.
Is a chase of
probably.
One person? Or is it going to be every week there's
different
a new one?
Chases.
Right, multiple chases.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like different branches of Chase.
Different. Aha. Including the haunted one.
Which, by the way, I want to mention, it's completely off topic, but I did finally use the Chase iPhone app to deposit a check the other day. And it
by taking a picture of it?
By taking a picture of it. And funds were available the following day.
Why can't they do that when you actually take it to a bank?
Well, Chase does.
No, they don't. It's still 3 days.
Not. When's the last time you deposit a check at Chase?
Every couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never have it take that long.
I always have it take that long. I this one down here, down the street, that is seriously
know,
the worst bank branch ever. And now they're opening the haunted bank branch near my house, which is terrible.
Haunted bank
yeah,
branch.
Yeah, they built a branch on the site of the Brown's Chicken Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Who would do that? Who would do that? I can't wait till they open up. I'm going to stand in the parking lot, and as all the employees go to walk in, I'm going to be like, you know this is where all the 7 people were killed, right? See how long that place lasts. Yeah.
I feel like you don't have any real work to do.
Well, I probably won't actually do that.
What else is coming out that's new? Anything else new?
Yeah, there's something else starting tonight that we're recording. I can't remember.
Also,
what
it is. a lot of the shows start this week. I know The Office starts this week.
Yeah.
Glee starts this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's too much for me.
We still have not seen any of Glee from the second half of the season.
You're the worst.
No time.
But I bet you've seen every Warehouse 13.
No, we're behind on that too.
I got that in the miscellaneous, by the way. You ready for miscellaneous?
Sure.
I guess I'll start with that. Warehouse 13 has been renewed for a third season.
So there you go. What? It's so cheesy.
I know.
It's so cheesy.
That's why I hate it. And Jennifer Lopez has signed a $12 million deal to be an American Idol judge. She will be joining Steven Tyler and Randy Jackson, who have both already signed on for much less.
How much is she getting?
$12 million.
I'm sorry, I don't think she's worth $12 million.
Apparently she thinks she's worth $12 million.
And so
she's
do they.
She's still making less than
Seacrest.
Seacrest, who's making 14.
Well, you know, he's got seniority. How much does Randy make, does it say?
It doesn't. I don't know.
Doesn't he feel kind of dumb now? He's been on as long as Seacrest, and he's making less than anybody. What's up with that?
Let's see if I can find that right away.
The only person who right now who feels probably worse than Randy Jackson, Dunkelman.
Here we go.
I don't know if I'm going to watch this show. You know, Steven Tyler, I'm there. Randy Jackson, I'm there. Seacrest, I'm there. Jennifer Lopez? I don't think I can watch her twice a week. What do you think?
It says here that he earns... this can't be right.
What?
He earns $50 million a year. He doesn't.
Maybe that's just his total salary from everything he does. But are you happy about this casting decision?
I don't hate her. I don't hate her. Do I think she deserves to make that much? No. I actually got into a debate with someone else. And... who really should feel terrible about this is Steven Tyler. Because, you know, he signed on before her, and you know he's not making that.
Right.
And so
he Well, he's probably... also not as big of a deal right now as Jennifer Lopez is.
But I think as far as a credible music source, he's
absolutely.
Much more than she
absolutely.
is.
Absolutely. I mean, he's been part of... he is literally part of music history, rock and roll history, whereas she's...
A fly girl.
A fad.
Right.
A what?
A fly girl.
I don't know what that means.
She was a fly girl in Living Color.
I don't know what
That's
that means. I don't know what that is.
I can't believe you're doing an entertainment podcast.
Sorry, I didn't watch every random TV show you've ever seen.
they were the dancers on In Living Color. That's where she got her start.
All right.
Fly Girls.
That's a television show?
Yes. Okay. Remember? With the Wayans brothers?
Oh, yeah, those guys.
And Jim Carrey? Where Jim Carrey got his start?
No, he got his start on Duck Soup.
Well, this is what launched him into the stratosphere, if you will.
Sure, why not?
James Cameron's TV version of his hit film True Lies has found a home on ABC.
No, but we don't know anything about it, right? Is Arnold going to be on it? Is Jamie Lee going to be on it?
I would assume the pilot's already been made if it's already been picked up. So, you know what? Let's see if it's on the old IMDb.
Do you have an IMDb Pro account?
I don't.
You should think about picking up one of those bad boys.
What does that get? Well, yeah, what's the difference?
You get a lot more. You get insider information. Like, you can look up any actor or director or filmmaker and get their agency information and
When would I ever need that?
Contact information. Well, for instance, if you wanted to ask someone a question, maybe, that would be one reason you'd want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's nothing. It comes up.
The TV show does?
Yes.
And it doesn't. There's not one of those links that says more information is available on IMDb Pro. Well, you're using the app, right? You're not using,
I'm using the app. Yeah. The only thing he gives me is the writer, and he used to be a writer for Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
What's his name?
Rene Echevarrius.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Echevarrius.
He also wrote the 4400. You ever heard of that?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He wrote 24. Oh, he was producer for Castle and wrote Castle, some of them. He wrote some of the Medium. Dark Angel, he wrote. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. You know, my friend Megan loaned us season one of Castle on DVD, and I kind of would like to see it because I really like Nathan Fillion, and I've heard a lot of good things about that show, but yeah, it's just so hard to work it into the schedule of life.
I understand.
Have you ever seen that show?
No, I haven't noticed that. Okay. Lost, Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson have been talking about wanting to do another series together for over a year now. Well, it appears that J.J. Abrams is granting their wish. The new show will feature the actors as former Black Ops agents and will feature a lot of action and humor. That may be good.
Okay, Michael Emerson
is Ben.
Oh, okay.
Locke.
Ben, wow. Locke. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Did you ever see in all these interviews they had been talking how they're working on a project together?
No, I don't. I haven't really watched a lot of those kind of things.
Speaking of not watching, the debut of Donald Trump's non-celebrity Apprentice bombed in the ratings this past week. The number of viewers was about half of those that tuned in for the celebrity version.
So has it been canceled already?
No.
You know, I wanted to see that. I'm bummed that I missed it.
Yeah, we still have
it. I just didn't know that it was on.
Here's my thing. They're still staying with the whole celebrity two-hour time span. Remember, the Celebrity Apprentice was always 2 hours.
That does not make sense for that show.
For celebrities, it does.
Right.
But for these people, no. Make it an hour.
We don't know them.
Yeah.
We don't want to spend 2 hours with strangers.
Exactly.
In our homes.
Exactly.
In our living rooms, in our family rooms, in our bedrooms.
And finally.
In our kitchens, in our luxury bath spas. We don't want to spend 2 hours with strangers.
Right. Oh, you know, I want to mention before I read this last thing that this week was also, I never talked about it, but, you know, it is one of my guilty pleasure shows. This week was the finale of Big Brother.
Okay.
And it kind of got a lot of like, it got panned a lot on the internet just for being like one of the more boring seasons, but I still enjoy it.
Like much about TV this year?
Yeah. But I still.
American Idol? Boring. Top Chef?
Boring.
Boring.
Is it that these things have become more boring or have we become more bored with them?
I don't think either. I think it's bad casting.
Ah.
Right? Because you know, in a show like American Idol, in a show like,
but maybe they're cast with the same kind of people they used to, but we've just come, you know, become so accustomed to that.
That's incorrect.
Those stereotypes and those personalities that they're boring to us now.
No, that's incorrect because I mean, I haven't seen Big Brother, but on Top Chef and American Idol, the reason that they were boring is because there virtually were no personalities.
Right.
Not that we had gotten used to them. There just weren't any there. They were all very low key, all kind of mellow. I mean, Angela was really one of the only people who actually had a personality on this season of Top Chef. And, you know, the reason these shows are interesting a lot of times is not only because you start to root for somebody for whatever reason, you know, they're a good cook, you like the way they sing, you like the way they look, whatever it is, you root for them, but the personalities come into play to make the show better when they're interacting. So if you only have one person with a strong personality, it's a totally boring season, right, no matter what the show is. You need three or four people, at least two of whom are butting heads all the time or seem like they could, or just everyone who gets along so well that they really look like they're having fun, which makes the whole show more fun
right,
for everyone watching. So, you know, I don't know. I don't even know. I really don't know if I can watch American Idol with her every week. She really sounds bugs
hateful.
Me.
Sounds like it's coming from a place of hate.
No. Not really.
I really think what we're going to see, and this would be entertaining, and I kind of hope it happens, that her and Steven Tyler aren't going to get along. Battle of Egos. That would make it entertaining.
Battle of Vigos.
Battle of Egos.
Oh, I thought it said Battle of Vigos. I'm like, what's a Vigo?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
That's you're making stuff up now.
Okay.
And just when you think that reality television can't
But see,
sink,
you know what? I don't know if I like that either because sometimes the judges fighting on American Idol was a little uncomfortable. Sometimes it was entertaining, but sometimes
it was uncomfortable because you liked them.
That's what I mean.
You don't like Jennifer Lopez.
Right, but so I don't want to watch a show where I don't like people anyway. So
you're so difficult to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, I want to have a good time while I'm being entertained. Imagine that.
So why are you watching Warehouse 13?
That came from a place of hate, ladies and gentlemen.
And just when you think that reality television can't sink any further, you'll love this.
Oh, boy.
E! Is developing a new show called Bridalplasty, where women who are about to become brides compete for plastic surgery before their big day.
I don't even have a response to that. That's so weird. I don't get that at all.
I don't either. I do want to say, okay, I'm gonna admit something. I just happened to come across this show the other day.
This is always the way it starts.
I've watched two episodes, total guilty pleasure. It's called Four Weddings, and okay. It's where they go. It's a chick show, I'll admit. It's where, and I didn't watch it on purpose. I just caught a little of it, but there was some cattiness going on, so I watched it.
Yeah.
It's called Four Weddings, and it's where four women getting married. They put their wedding up to compete against the other weddings, and whoever's wedding wins, you know, judgment. Like, they win some huge, like, fabulous honeymoon.
Okay.
But what's funny about it is the judges are the other three brides.
Well, who's going to vote for...
Well,
can they not vote for themselves?
They can't vote for themselves.
Okay.
So they're only voting on the other three. And they vote on, you know, the dress, the venue, the food, the good time, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's so funny because they are so... 9 times out of 10, they are so catty. Like, but while they're at the wedding. So
right. So... Did these people know each other before the show? Okay.
Strangers.
But they have to invite the other people at their weddings, obviously, because they got to judge it.
And what's funny, they're always different people. So there was one, you know, it was an African-American woman, and it was an African-American wedding, and she invited, you know, the kind of country girl, you know, the white country girl who was, like, completely out of place. And, like, in that wedding, the groom, like, wrapped his vows to the bride. So, okay. Like, and just, and the different, you know, there was one where it was, like, a Chinese wedding. So there was, like, different cultures and different food. Oh, my God. So funny because these women are just so catty and so, like...
Why don't they rename the
show?
What's
funny is that they're so catty at, like, one wedding, and then their wedding will be, like... There was one wedding where this woman, they didn't even serve dinner. It was just, like, past appetizers, but yet she's, like, ripping on the food at the other wedding when she wasn't even serving.
Right. It sounds to me like this show is kind of a thinly veiled excuse to actually have a show called America Still Racist.
Okay. Fair enough. But it's entertaining. I mean,
yeah. Oh, I can imagine.
Take away the whole chick premise.
I can imagine.
Funny.
I can imagine that it's kind of funny in a really awkward kind of way. Right.
But I believe that's on TLC, the lesbian channel.
Is that what that stands for?
No.
Oh, does that stand for the Learning Channel?
Yes.
What are you learning from this?
Absolutely.
Don't get married and invite strangers. Don't get married and invite strangers.
Well, here's what gets me: they really go out of their way, you know, to like try and win the. I mean, their weddings are already planned, I assume. When they sign up for this.
Okay.
And, but I mean, they're really, to have cameras, you know, that's your big day. And so to have all these cameras and these strangers at your wedding, like just to win, I mean, one of the trips was like, you know, a week trip to like Bermuda or something. Like, is that worth that?
Right. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds kind of, because then you're subjecting all of your friends and family to
this.
Like major league shenanigans.
You're already taking a tense day and making it 10 times more tense.
Right.
Just because you want a week trip to Bermuda.
Yeah.
Like, is that worth that?
Is that even really that expensive? Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And you're going to get lost anyway.
Right.
In the triangle.
In the triangle. Yeah. Right. You'll never come home.
Right. That's all I got.
Okay, cool. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about movies. OK, Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies.
I want to mention one thing before we talk about movies, because I should bring this up in the mashup, but I might forget.
Okay.
So I'll bring it up now.
Okay.
There's an app on the iPad, for those who have the iPad, called Zinio. It's kind of a magazine stand. I think we talked about it before.
Yes.
Well, I just subscribed to Rolling Stone on there.
Yeah.
It was pretty cheap. It was like $19.99 for a year of Rolling Stone, which there's 26 issues. That's a good bargain. And I reading Rolling Stone on there, awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the day when, you know, you can get any magazine on here and just that's where you're subscribed. They send you an email when the new
including
episode.
Including Varmint Hunter?
Yeah. Well, because then my mailman doesn't have to see that I subscribed to Varmint Hunter.
There you go.
But it's such a great way to read magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I bore you with that?
No. I just have nothing to contribute.
You look sleepy.
It's hot. It's really hot in
it's
here.
It's really hot in here.
I just cranked the AC a little bit, but... You know, air conditioning is one of those things that's kind of a pain in the neck to talk to people about because when somebody says, can you turn the air up or down, you don't know if they mean...
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you mean turn it up as in more air conditioning or turn it up as in
the temperature.
Warmer?
Yeah.
Or vice versa? Do you mean turn it down in terms of less AC or turn it down in terms of make it colder? So it's a tricky thing. Heat, same issue.
I agree.
Although usually if somebody says turn the heat up, that means you want it warmer. So, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But that's because...
So it's the air conditioning is more...
Is really the tricky one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you see?
Finally, you have been wanting me to see this for so long, so much that you bought it for me on my birthday.
Yes.
Which was in January.
Yes.
And I finally went and saw it at my home.
Yes.
Cloverfield.
And...
I really liked it.
Isn't it a great movie?
Yeah.
It's a great monster movie.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a ride. That's what I like about it. It's a total ride.
Total ride.
I have to say, here's the things I really liked about it, and then I'll tell you there wasn't really anything I didn't like about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
The thing I really liked about it was I got to a point at the beginning where, you know, where they're at the party and everything where I'm like, okay, I'm getting a little tired with this gimmick. And then all of a sudden, you're waiting for something to happen. And rather than it like segue into something happening, it just happens.
It just happens.
I love that. I mean, just immediately it's just at the point where I'm just like, okay, when is something going to happen?
Right.
It happens. And from that point on, it's on.
It never lets up.
It never lets up.
And you suddenly don't notice anymore that it's shaky cam.
Right.
Because you're so focused on what's going on. And I thought it was very creepy. That's one of the things I loved about the movie. It wasn't a gore fest. It was just a really good, creepy, tense, kind of scary movie.
Right.
And I thought that was really, really cool.
I liked it. I liked just about everything about it. One thing I'll say about it, it really reminded me of playing a video game.
It did.
I think it was inspired maybe by... I mean, some of it reminded me a little of like Half-Life.
Of Half-Life, yeah. Especially the little critters.
Yeah.
And so the parasites. But, I mean, I thought the monster was cool.
I mean, it's been out long enough that we can discuss it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's
okay.
2.5 years old or something.
I like, too, that it doesn't follow conventional, like, well, let's say horror or, like, creature movies in that, you know right away who the hero is and who's going to make it.
Right.
So, like, the guy holding the camera loses it.
Right.
And then, you know, someone else is holding the camera then. I mean, it's just, it's cool in that there's no guessing who lives and who doesn't. And and a lot of the ways that people die, like, you're kind of shocked by.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Marlena. I mean, that was one of the coolest parts of the movie. That was so creepy. So creepy. And
It was the perfect length of time, too. It's only 84 minutes long.
Right. And that's all it needed to be.
It's all it needed to be.
To tell that story. But yeah, that was really cool. I loved that scene with her, and I loved that. What was I gonna say? I loved the whole scene in the tunnel was really cool.
Uh-huh.
I love that there were a couple little moments of humor throughout the movie that seemed appropriate for what was going on and the characters that you had gotten to know up until then.
Right.
Like really, I mean, there really wasn't that much funny stuff because there wasn't a lot of opportunity for funny stuff. But like, you know. Just like when they went to rescue the girl from her apartment where the building had collapsed and she's like, oh my God, what was that thing? He's like, that's something terrible. And then they go in the stairwell and the parasites come out and she's like, what was it? He's like, that's something else, also terrible. You know, it's like those little kind of moments were really funny. But I mean, and I really liked all the characters.
Right.
You know, they didn't seem, none of them were.
I'm also glad other than Marlena, I'm also glad that I didn't know who any of them were. I had never seen them in anything.
Right, and I had never seen her before that. I've seen her in a ton of stuff since then. Right. I mean, obviously she's in True Blood. Right. But yeah, I had never seen her before that. So yeah, I have to agree that it was really cool that for the most part it was a bunch of, you know, unknowns.
Right.
I think later there was one of the military people maybe who I had recognized from somewhere else. But again, that was so much later in the movie.
Right.
Now, did you see the end where there was something whispered and it was basically somebody saying it's still alive?
No.
Yeah. That was kind of like a secret thing. Did you also notice, did you notice the thing when, at the end, when the footage of the guy and the girl at Coney Island or wherever they were, did you notice what happened in that shot? At the very end of that shot, you know, because he had rested the camera down and was looking out over the ocean. Right. Very end of that shot, you see something fall out of the sky into the ocean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but now I have read different things on that. I assumed that that was the monster falling into the ocean from wherever. I just read something recently, as a matter of fact, that said that J.J. Abrams said that's not true, that he's got this whole elaborate backstory. You know how he puts this slusho drink into, like, everything he does? Right. Well, there's this fictitious company that makes slusho. There's this other fictitious company that's a big Japanese technological industrial firm. And in the backstory, according to J.J. Abrams, their submarines had found the monster but didn't know what it was, and so they went to research it, and in doing that they woke it up, and what fell into the ocean was one of their satellites. But I don't know what that really has to do with anything, so whatever.
Oh yeah, of course that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
I liked the movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was really good. Really good movie. So we saw Resident Evil in 3D. Resident Evil Afterlife, maybe? Uh-huh. I don't even remember the name of it. It doesn't really matter. It's the new one. It's in 3D. Right. Go see it. It was a lot of fun. The 3D was put to good use. There was some really good action. Pretty typical for a Resident Evil movie in terms of what the action was. You know, it's pretty much a sci-fi zombie movie. And there was some cool stuff. There was some cheesy stuff. The main bad guy had a really annoying accent. I don't know where he's from. I don't know what kind of crazy language he was talking. But he had an annoying accent. And he kind of looked like a robot steroids version of Val Kilmer in his better days. So if that gives you any kind of frame of reference. But yeah, there were some cool, really cool action sequences, and I think the 3D, again, really added to it rather than just being gimmicky. You know what I mean? So if you like the previous Resident Evil movies, definitely recommend going to see it. A lot of fun. And some cool story stuff. You know, it's always interesting to see.
Can you see one exclusive from the others?
I think that you have to at least see the first one.
Okay.
I think that there's so much that isn't going to make sense if you haven't seen the first one that you really need to see.
Is that your favorite still?
Yeah, definitely. The first one.
Right. How many have there been? Three or four?
Four. I think this was the fourth one. Right. So, yeah, fun movie, though. Again, if you like those kind of things in general, or if you like Mila Jovovich, go see it. She's always good in those parts. I really like her. What else you got, miscellaneous-wise?
I just have a little miscellaneous. Okay. Keanu Reeves stated in an interview that a third Bill and Ted movie is definitely a possibility.
How? How is that a possibility?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen will play Freddie Mercury in an upcoming biopic.
That totally fits.
Totally.
Yeah, basically, he could just do what's-his-name and shave the hair.
He would do a mix of Borat and and Bruno, and you have that's what Freddie Mercury is. He's a mix of the two of those.
Yeah. And that'd be funny if we found out that's where he came up with the idea for those two characters.
You know, I actually had. I'm sorry. Forgive me one second. There was a piece of news that I just found. Oh, here's what it was. Back in TV, this is late breaking news.
Late breaking news.
The Christmas episode of Community will be done. Of Community, you know, with Joe McHale.
Yes.
Will be done a la Rankin and Bass. It'll be all like
claymation. No. Yeah. They're going to do all those characters is so cool.
So there you go.
I kind of wish they hadn't told us, though. You know what I mean? That would have been a really cool surprise.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been that cool. Right. I mean, I'm sure it'd be a good episode. But
thanks for the newsflash, Mr. Grinch.
But, well, I mean, how would it being a surprise be any, like...
Because you don't know what's coming. That's what a surprise means.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Anyway,
whatever.
Go on. Just ruin my
following the universal success of Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, Warner Brothers has greenlit a live-action version of Pinocchio.
All right. I still have not seen Alice in Wonderland. Not a universal success, apparently.
No. Catch it when it's on cable. It wasn't terrible. It just was like... You're like,
whatever.
Some of it's visually stunning.
So cool. It wasn't like the Christmas Carol where it's like, well, this is the version of this you got to see.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. Here's my thing with Pinocchio. In our times now, how are you going to make it? I mean, it's an old man who makes a wooden boy because he's lonely. Do the math. That's all I have.
Wow. I don't know. You know, I have a whole problem with the notion that being nice and being sweet is not cool.
What's that from?
Well, no, I'm just saying that in this day and age, it seems like being nice or things that are inherently sweet and innocent are looked upon as being uncool. And I don't like that because...
What is this in reference to?
Well, I'm just saying I think Pinocchio could still work. I mean, I get the joke that you're making.
It's a joke.
Right. Yeah. I get the joke you're making. But I don't think you have to have something that's got all these adult subtexts in order for it to be viable.
Well, Michael Jackson's ruined it for everyone. That's really what happened.
No, so you just keep making jokes. I still think that had he actually been doing all of the stuff that he was accused of doing before he died, that many more people would have come out of the woodwork after he died.
Yes, but I do think, though, I agree with you completely. I don't think he ever had malicious intent. I just think he never knew where the line was.
Right.
So when he crossed it, he didn't realize he was crossing it.
Right.
Because you're Michael Jackson, the lines are blurry.
Right. So you're not saying cross the line in terms of did anything bad, just saying cross the line in terms of doing something you probably shouldn't have been doing for the sake of appearances.
Right.
Right. Okay.
That's all I have.
That's all you got? Okay. Yeah. So I guess we're done with movies?
Yes, we are.
That's what that means?
It's usually
all right,
works.
Why don't we take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Moosh, moosh.
Intel is testing the market for upgradable CPUs. You buy a computer that can have its performance increased by buying an upgrade card and entering a code. So basically, all the processors are the same. It's just you're paying less if you're not going to use the increased performance features.
So you already have the ability.
You already have the ability. You just can't use it unless you pay extra.
Couldn't someone figure out how to hack that?
Possibly. I don't know.
Interesting.
But, you know, I know for a fact that medical equipment companies have been doing that for years, where a hospital will buy a piece of medical equipment for, you know, $20,000, and if they pay the $20,000 to upgrade it to the other features, the service technician comes in and flips the switch, and then they're done.
Wow.
So this is not unheard of. It's just unusual for
Well,
processors.
It's crappy, too, in that, like...
Well, you kind of feel like you're being cheated somehow,
right,
but actually...
Right, because you're actually already paying... You have everything you need other than...
Right, but here's the thing. It actually is probably a better value for everybody, because if they only have to make one processor
right.
rather than five, the cost of even the best version of that processor,
it's
the most unlocked, is
right.
going to be cheaper because they're making a lot more of the same thing.
Right.
So I think it could be actually a pretty cool thing. A company called Kawada Industries has introduced the HRP4 humanoid helper robot. It's 5 feet tall and has facial recognition and can actually pick up stuff to help you out around the house. No word yet on price, but there's a video of it online. Really, really cool. I don't know. I think the robot uprising is on its way. It's crazy.
Good thing we still have Will Smith.
Exactly, because he can help us. Kensington's Key Folio, you know, you'll be interested in this. Kensington's Key Folio is a case for the iPad with a built-in Bluetooth keyboard. So for $100, you can turn your iPad into a netbook.
Yes, but I read that the review of it, that the keyboard was, it's like one sheet of rubber, and it didn't feel like, after a while of using it, it's like, it's just crappy feeling.
So newsflash, forget the thing I just said.
Right.
Okay. Forget your flip camera. Now there's Looxy, a wearable camera that sort of resembles the love child of a Bluetooth headset and an alien seed pod. It can record up to 4 hours of video before you have to download it, but it will automatically delete the oldest footage it's got while you're recording, so you don't even have to do that. And you can just push a button and the last 30 seconds of footage get uploaded to your Android-powered phone. And then you can edit it and post it or whatever.
Yeah, it's actually really cool looking, I think.
It is cool looking.
The problem is it's only like the quality of the video stinks. Did you watch the video?
No.
It's like...
It's not good?
No, it's bad.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, this is a good... I'm sure it'll, you know...
It, yeah, just like
second
the flip.
Or third
it'll lead
of,
to other yeah, stuff that's yeah. even better. And I just...
They showed a guy on... well, it was weird. You would think it would be the guy who was water skiing, but they show a guy on a boat.
Watching like, a water skier.
Watching a water skier. He's like the one driving the boat or something. I don't know. But yeah, yeah, it's
I just think this is going to open the door to a whole new era of really egocentric movie making. You know what I mean? Here, I edited together an entire day of my completely boring life. Maybe we should get one of these things and make a completely fictitious movie, but make it seem like it's real.
Think of what'll do it for the porn industry.
Not much that the porn industry hasn't already done.
Very true.
I'm thinking. And there's a rumor that Apple is prepping a newspaper subscription service, but didn't we already know that? I mean, they've got that for magazines. Who would think that they wouldn't do that for newspapers?
And actually, you can already do that if with the Kindle app, because you can subscribe to newspapers through Kindle.
But then if Apple's going to do it, then there's probably a lot more in the way of publishers that are going to get on board.
I don't know.
Does anybody really trust Amazon as a legitimate business?
What do you mean?
That was a joke.
Oh. Because I bet they sell... I bet iPad users, in fact, I should find a stat here, but I bet iPad users, for example, I bought one book through iBooks and all the rest of the books I bought through Amazon. I bet more people buy through Amazon's book service than they do, even though this is an Apple product.
Right, because people are annoyed with Apple and their greedy, greedy ways. Google's social network might be called Google Me and might debut as early as this fall. Isn't that weird that they're developing their own social network?
Yeah, I mean... What are they going to have to do for people? What is going to be different about that people are going to like stop using Facebook and start using
Facebook? I'll tell you one thing is that I'm hopeful that Google will have a much better infrastructure and security and privacy system than what Facebook has. Because that's Facebook's biggest downfall. All those stupid apps that are constantly bugging you, you know, and there seems to be no moderation of that because there are all these rogue apps on there that'll steal all your stuff. And start emailing stuff to people.
But the bottom line is, it doesn't even come down to, even if it had, you know, had all that stuff worked out, it's not going to work if everyone doesn't switch over to it. You know what I mean? I mean, you and I are smart, and we know what the problem with Facebook is and why.
There has to be some.
When 90% of my friends aren't okay, I'm not saying because my friends, but I mean, they don't pay attention to that stuff, and
that's a tech issue, not a social issue.
Then Google Me doesn't work. I mean, you need the numbers and everyone to switch over for
interactive. Right. Well, there needs to be a reason for people to use it rather than using Facebook, and I'm sure it'll be done integrated in some way with Facebook and Twitter that'll make people feel okay using it at first, and then the more and more people that use it, the more and more people that are going to want to use it. So it's like anything else in that sense. Finally, a new digital measuring tool concept called SmartFinger has you put two thimble-like devices on your fingers, after which you can simply span the thing that you want to measure with those two fingers and get a precise, exact measurement. That's such a cool idea.
That is cool.
Why didn't somebody do that before, other than the technology not being available?
Well, you've just answered
your question. Thimbles have a very long history. That's a line from a movie. That's a line from the movie, a movie. And if you can tell me, well, no, I'm not going to say if you can tell me what movie it's from because somebody will just look it up. So forget it. No contest.
So where's it from?
It's from The Big Picture. Huh.
That's good.
That's it. That's all I got. Which now brings us to the part of the show every time that we reveal to you, our listeners, our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, please. Give us your worst.
What is my worst? I guess my worst would be today, my computer crashing and me freaking out and thinking that we were going to have to do this whole thing.
Willy-nilly. Yeah. So is your best then me fixing your computer and basically saving your life?
No, that's actually not my best. Oh. Isn't that weird how that works?
Then I will be sending you a bill. Now that you say it that way.
Well, it's funny.
For my worst, I actually don't have anything prepared. I'm going to have to figure out my worst and best. I'm going to say for my worst entertainment moment of the week.
You know, this comes up at the same point every
show. I know, but I forgot. I got a lot of stuff going on. Today's been like a crazy, hectic day.
Yeah, and it's hotter than hell in here.
And I just turned the air on, and then it shut off again.
It's hot.
There's no way it's 72 degrees in here.
No.
It feels like 92. Yep. My worst entertainment moment of the week is probably going to be, I'm going to say Nikita, because I was really hopeful that it was going to be that cool, kind of sexy, sort of low-key, you know, there was a very cool vibe to the previous show, and this show just didn't have any of that, and so I think I'm really disappointed with that.
What do you think about that new show coming out, Undercovers? You think that'll have
that? I really want to see that. I mean, it's J.J. Abrams. When does that start?
Soon. I've seen commercials.
It's not today, though, is it?
I don't think
so.
Hawaii 5-0 start today, too?
Oh, that's right. Hawaii 5-0 does start today.
I don't know that I have
any desire to see
that. And
isn't Charlton Copley on that?
No.
He's not?
I don't think so.
Oh. For some reason, I thought he was. Yes, I do have Hawaii Five-0 set to record, so we'll see if that's any good. No, I was just really hoping it was going to be, you know, again, have that same cool kind of vibe, and it just doesn't, so I think that's my biggest entertainment. You know, I suppose I could have gone with Kevin winning Top Chef. That was a total drag to me.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm so over it now that I can't even consider it my worst. Okay, what about your best?
My best would probably have to be Cloverfield. Just it was fun. Yeah. Like, it was a ride.
It was.
Like I said, similar to a video game, and just it was like, it was fun. And
and you know, sometimes I see these movies like with the Resident Evil.
Here's the thing: it didn't try too hard. Like it had a thing it wanted to do, and it did it.
Right. Right.
It wasn't trying to bring in all this outside mythos and like, you know, bog you down with backstory and like.
Right.
No, it's just you never knew where it came from.
Right.
You never knew really where it went. Like it just, it's a slice of life in this like horrific thing. And
yeah.
You follow it. And we actually had a moment, I didn't mention it before, but we had a moment where probably like, what is it? Like 20 minutes into it, if that?
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes. I called Lou. I paused the movie because there was a part where, again, the movie's been out for years, so I'm going to say it. There's a part where they're running down the street and the head of the Statue of Liberty like rolls in front of them.
The monster has ripped it off and thrown it across New York City.
Right. And I was so bothered by the fact that it looked so small to me.
Right.
And so we looked it up. I had to stop the movie and tell him, okay, I can't watch the rest of the movie because I'm so bothered by this. Because
it really looked very small.
Yeah.
So we looked it up, and actually, in the movie, it's bigger than it is in real life because they made it original size. Uh-huh. It's only 17. The head is only 17 and
that's
a half feet tall.
That's amazing to me.
Right. So they made it actual size, and when people and that's the way it looked in the trailer for the movie because you see that in the trailer.
Okay.
And people were complaining after seeing the trailer that the head looked too small. So the CG guys made it bigger just because people were complaining. But I think what it is that everybody, first of all, the Statue of Liberty from far, you can see it from so far away that you just assume the thing is massive,
right.
A lot more massive than it is. Plus, anyone who's ever seen the poster for Escape from New York has seen this picture of the head of the Statue of Liberty lying in the middle of New York City next to a skyscraper where the thing is like, you know, 60 feet tall or something right. like that. So you just have this idea in your head that it's a lot bigger than it really is, and so when you see it, it seems really small.
Well, it's not just Escape from New York; it's anything that you've seen like that. Like,
right?
It's Planet of the Apes.
Planet
is the same
of the
thing.
Apes, exactly.
It's enormous.
Right. Right. Yeah, and I looked it up, and what was it? It was like 300. The whole thing from
it's
the
like
base of the monument to the top.
300 feet high.
Yeah, 310 feet. So it's like 31 stories tall in its entirety,
which isn't big at all.
And the statue is only half of that, and so the head is only a fraction of that. Right. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
so, but that was kind of interesting. I was glad that all that information was out there because, well, obviously we're not the first people to think about it. So for my best entertainment moment of the week, I am going to go with an episode of Supernatural that we saw the other night that was, there's a character that they've introduced on the show called the Trickster.
Where are you? Are you caught? Are you even close to now with that?
We are watching the previous season.
Okay.
So I guess yes. So there's a character that they've introduced through a few episodes called the Trickster who can basically create realities and force other people to be inside of them. And so he really messes with the two brothers. And in this episode, he put them inside real worlds that were created from TV shows that are fictitious shows that are on the show.
Right.
They're shows that they've talked about on the show. But he's made them real worlds and has put them in there. And he said they have to, you know, he told them they had to survive in order to make it out of this fake world that he's created. And I don't want to, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, I don't want to give away what the ultimate plot was, why he did this, and what happens as a result.
Well, he's a trickster.
He's a trickster, right. That's what he does. Right. But it was such a cool episode. And the way it started out was with them being the central characters on a show that looked kind of like Friends in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like this very bright, very evenly lit interior of a little house. And, you know, first you see Dean and he walks in and then you hear everyone clapping, you know, like he just walked onto the set and the audience is clapping. And because he's always eating sandwiches and hamburgers that have bacon on them and stuff in the show. And so there's a sandwich that's literally like a foot tall. And he looks at the sandwich and he's like, I'm going to need a bigger mouth. And the audience is laughing. You know, it's almost like a bad laugh track and everything. And then his brother walks in and everyone claps again. And he looks at the sandwich and he's like, hey, Dean, you're going to need a bigger mouth. And it's, you know, like that totally cheesy, really bad sitcom kind of stuff. But it actually tied into everything. You know, it all tied in. There was a method behind the madness and the goofiness. And it was just a really cool, inventive episode. And I know that there are some people who kind of have taken issue with those kind of really funny episodes, especially because the series keeps getting more and more dark and more intense. And then all of a sudden you're presented with an episode like that.
Right.
But I
would
kinda
hate,
like
I would
it.
Hate that show just for that episode.
I kind of like it. It was really cool. The next one they were in was a soap opera that Dean watches but doesn't like to admit that he watches. And I think it was actually supposed to be a take on Grey's Anatomy. Just from I've never seen Grey's Anatomy, but some of the stuff he said made me think that that's right. What was going on. But then there was a lot of other, you know, there were a few other shows in there, and it was actually there was one called Nutcracker that was supposed to be like a bad Japanese game show, and I think you can imagine right. What happens if you answer the questions wrong. But it was a really good episode. It's a good show. I don't know if I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty much it. You got anything you want to say before we wrap up here?
No. We'll be back in another 2 weeks like we normally are, but I hope to have – I'm going on vacation, so I'm going to load my iPad up with a few movies and TV shows. And so.
Cool. So you have a lot to review when you get back. All right, cool. We'll have a great vacation, and as always, we will see you next time.
Bye.